The opinions expressed on the Sports Bunch are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to yet another Spirit Live episode of the Sports Bunch. We do have to hurry because we only have the studio booked for next 20 minutes. So
yes, exactly.
I'll get things started off quick and easy. Today, we'll be talking about the best rookie seasons of all time, all time.
All time.
And I'll be starting us off with one that I hold dear and near to my heart.
Yes, he does.
One that I hold with very special fond memories, a time of hope and optimism. Auston Matthews, rookie season back in 2016-2017.
Wow.
Where he went off for 40 goals in a season. Becoming the 16th player to ever do so. Can you believe that 16 players have gotten 40 goals?
I think it's higher now, man.
No, I just checked it before.
Is it still 16 only?
Still 16. I don't think anyone, nobody has done it since him.
Bro, not even Macklin?
He's a pass first. Sort of.
Is he?
I don't know, man.
But
Matthews' rookie season was great, but his first game was even better, where he went for
four goals. I've heard of this. I'm not even crazy hockey fan.
It's special, bro. I remember watching that game. I was like blown away. And of course, they lost that game.
You know, I see the TikTok edits. It's Connor McDavid scoring his first goal. You know, what's his name? Nick Suzuki scoring his first goal. And they're just holding one thing. And then it's black screen. Him with $4.
Insane.
Just aura.
I don't think nobody will ever do it ever again.
Yeah, 4 goals is insane.
Nobody will ever do it. But he also went for 29 assists for 69 points, and he played all 82 games. Not only was he a good individual stats, he also carried his Leafs team from last place to a playoff position, a wild card, where they even took the lead against the Washington Capitals after game 3, after winning a thrilling overtime winner. I remember I watched that game.
Stunning.
It was up until like 2 a.m. because it went to so many overtimes.
Wow.
And then it ended with Kasperi Kapanen, I think, was going to get a winning goal. But they lost that series in 6 games, of course. They were a young, inexperienced team against a very experienced Capitals squad. And yeah, that was just enough. Matthews had 4 goals, 1 assist for 5 points in the 6-game series. So he's been a performer his whole career.
Except for the playoffs.
After
his rookie season. and not after six and seven games.
You're thinking of Mitch Marner, I think you're thinking of.
They're all ghosts. They're all ghosts after 5, 6, 7. They're all ghosts in 5, 6, 7.
Matthews has his Olympic medal, bro.
We don't count that. He's Canadian, by the way. All right, okay. I'm going to go.
More Mexican than Canadian.
Is he more?
He's half Mexican.
No, I'm talking about you're Canadian, but you're proud of his American medal.
Oh, I thought you were calling him Matthews. No, Canadian.
No, but he's more more Canadian than he is American, though, let's be honest.
Yes, he's friends with the Biebs.
Exactly. All right, now on topic with great rookie seasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, since it's opening day, it would be a travesty if I didn't talk my favorite sport, baseball. And one of the all-time best season, and now this is just me, right? Because I'm super high on this fellow. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, didn't get him into my fantasy draft, but it is what it is.
We could trade, man.
I'm trying, man. We're working now. We're working it out. The GMs are talking.
GMs are talking.
All right. So we're talking about Nick Kurtz, if you guys didn't get it. Kurtz was selected in the first round by Oakland Athletics, who took him with the 4th pick out of Wake Forest. They're pitching baseball like savant mm-hmm. place. Like, it's amazing.
Nice.
Wake Forest, he's really, really good with them. They took him 4th overall in the first round. He peaked at top 30 out of top 100 MLB prospects. So now, you know, like, if you're peak number one, it doesn't really matter. It's, you know, it's just, it's subjective.
Yes.
And he came on to a bad Athletics team and gave them instant power in that lineup. Mm-hmm. It was his 2025 season numbers were quite outstanding, actually, and he put up in really, really good power numbers for a first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
His slash line was 290, 383, and 619. He finished with a 1,000.2 OPS in 117 games. So this is not a small sample size. He's doing this. He's doing this in basically for almost a whole season.
Yeah.
You know,
insane stuff.
And he had a 170 OPS plus with, you know, I'm gonna say this for another time, If you don't really know, that is 100 is league average. So that means he's 70% better than a league average player, a replacement player.
Yeah.
And this man is only 22 years old.
Wow.
So we have a lot of Nick Kurtz at first base. He is, his defense isn't the greatest, and his base running surely isn't. But if you're talking about a bat first guy, I don't think I'd want any other player.
Mm-hmm.
Bat first baseman, it goes Nick Kurtz, Vladdy.
Blackata.
Yeah, and he's projected for similar numbers. Still my favorite MLB first baseman
we
could have.
Are you not going to mention...
Who, Aaron?
His 6-for-6 game, bro. How are you
I forgot about
where
that.
Where he went for 4 home runs. The first...
6-for-6. Wow, I forgot about that.
The first rookie to ever do it. And the 6th player all time.
I forgot about that.
4 home runs, 8 RBI.
I watched that. That was in Houston. I can't believe I forgot about that. That was in Houston, right?
Yeah,
Houston. I watched that game.
Yeah, the 15th.
That was cinema, man. I can't believe I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember I was on Twitter. I had
four
to turn
home
it on.
Runs,
and...
six hits in a 15-3 victory against them.
Insane stuff.
And that's when everyone knew about the Big Kurtz.
Yeah.
And that's when the map was put onto the Big Kurtz.
That's when we started watching Oakland games. Well,
we started watching Oakland games for a half inning.
Yes.
We turn on for the hitting. We
four
turn
batters away from Nick Kurtz.
Exactly. Start making the graphics, boys.
Yes.
I would be scared if you had to face Nick Kurtz in the playoffs, man. That guy's scary.
Big Kurtz. Did he win Rookie of the Year?
There's no way he did it.
Oh yes, I think Jacob Wilson was the only competition.
No, but that guy, he started. He was like trash for half the season after.
Insane fall off. I've never seen such a fall off.
R.I.P. Kurtz, bro.
R.I.P. Kurtz.
I know. R.I.P. Wilson. Sorry.
R.I.P. Wilson. Jacob.
Yeah. So now he can go back with you.
Yes, going back to me now. We're gonna talk about another rookie, probably one of the best Rookie of the Year performances.
Ooh.
To not win the trophy.
No.
And we're talking about Magic Johnson's 1979-80 season, where he put up 18 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, and 7.3 assists per game.
Don't hate me.
Yes.
Those are pedestrian numbers now.
Okay, yeah.
Those are some pedestrian numbers now. If you look at Con Knipple's numbers, he's winning MVP.
That's like comparing the wheel to a Mercedes G.
Those are some pedestrian MVP rookie numbers.
But you know who he lost Rookie of the Year to?
He lost it to his Larry Bird.
Yes, Larry Bird.
The white man, the GOAT.
Whoa. So Larry Bird got 63% of the votes and Magic Johnson got 3 votes.
Do you think it's racism?
No, Larry Bird had a much better
season.
There
we go.
Larry Bird
answer,
put up 21
answer,
points per game, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block.
Good answer.
Bird was better almost every stat besides like assistant block.
But who had a better career?
I don't know. I'd say
the answer is
Johnson. Research and get that.
It's Magic Johnson, man.
MJ Magic.
Magic Johnson.
Magic. But Magic Johnson even make first or second NBA teams in his rookie season, even though he led them to a championship winning Finals MVP. You know, he took an injured Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to a Finals win. Can you believe in the Game 6 clincher, he had 42 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists. And this is a guard we're talking about. A guard.
Yeah. Well, he was 6'6", so.
Holy fair.
Well, and back then, that's like being a center.
They had tall
man, this guy's
then,
fraudulent,
bro.
Man. No, the more we're talking about it, the more fraudulent he sounds.
They had tall people back then, bro.
Man, he sounded real fraudulent, man.
Kareem,
I don't know.
They had Wilt. They had Bird. They had tall people.
You don't
people
understand how good then. They are. No, but seriously, they sound really fraudulent, man. I'm just saying.
I think
his rookie numbers sound pedestrian. I hope you know that wouldn't make you... you're not even in the conversations this year if you're averaging that. God forbid next year.
So you're saying Con Knipple's a better player than Magic Johnson?
I will say...
As of now.
I will hold my tongue.
You will hold
right now, tongue. Yes. I would agree. 100% right now, I'd take Con Knipple on my team than Magic Johnson. I would take... Oh my God, I would take Dylan Harper.
Dylan Harper, wow.
Or Magic Johnson.
Magic.
And give me a college... Darren Peterson. Over Magic Johnson. And A.J. DeMonta.
Insane work we are hearing here. But Magic was the only rookie to win Finals MVP.
Wow. Fun impressive. Factoid.
So I can't even imagine that happening in today's game.
No, it's just too many good players on a team. Just too many good players.
Too many good.
Too many good players.
You know, I was going to talk about an NHL player who had 72 goals in his rookie season, which is the
Plumbers.
But the thing is, I was doing research, and people are saying they had 3 expansion teams that season. And they had like two other teams who sucked as well. That's like five teams you could just put like 5 points against. And I'm like, I'm not gonna
Plumbers.
Allow that.
Plumbers.
In today's game, you have like, right now in the NHL, probably like two teams that you could beat up on.
And it's the Leafs and it's the Preds.
I was thinking Vancouver.
And Toronto.
Maybe. But we're winning games, bro.
Yeah, you don't want the wins. Oh, we know, it's already over. You guys can't get the first pick anymore.
No, yes, we can.
Yes, you could.
I think we might. Let's see. Moving on to you now.
We are staying with baseball because in my house, we only talk baseball.
America's pastime.
Exactly. It's Canadian's pastime, actually. Did you know the first game was actually held in Toronto, Ontario?
Yeah. Toronto's a rich baseball
history. It is a rich baseball history. Do you know who notched the home run?
Who?
Babe Ruth. Babe. The Big Ruth. The Big House.
And where's that ball?
It's somewhere in the Lake Ontario. Yeah. Hey, guys. So if you guys want the one piece, you gotta find his ball. And I'm sure it's disintegrated by now. Yeah, I'm sure it's gone. But if it is somewhere there and it washes ashore one day,
someone's a lucky man. I think it'll be the most highest valued baseball ever.
Oh, by far.
Like 100,000.
By far. There's not a chance. So we're gonna stay with baseball though. We're gonna talk about one Aaron Judge. All rise, sorry, wrong one. All rise for Aaron Judge. He was drafted in 2013.
Wow.
Long time. Yeah. He was in the minors for quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Well, he was ready for like four years, something like that. He came in the 2017 season, and he came onto a Yankees team that was in a transitional period in their lives. You know, they didn't really know what they wanted.
No.
You know, do we want to suck? Do we want to be good? Well, it doesn't matter. He was elite.
Mm-hmm, yes.
He came with game-changing power in sort of the middle of the lineup, which he was in that time. Mm-hmm. He didn't just meet expectations. He shattered them.
Yes,
you know?
For sure.
And his slash line was 284, 422, and he's slugging 627, finishing with an incredible 1,049 OPS.
Wow.
He launched 52 home runs and set the rookie record all time and posted a 171 OPS plus. So just barely better than Nick Kurtz, guys. Hey, just barely better than Nick Kurtz.
Just barely.
So yeah, and he was just 71% better than league average. So at 25, his combined,
Okay, but I feel like today's game we're skewing because, like, you know, back then.
No. Back then, young people were coming up still. He was just old. Same thing with Jason Dominguez, bro. Jason Dominguez, the rookie, the high prospect for them.
Yes. Surprisingly, a very short dude.
Surprisingly, also a very, very old dude. Yeah. He's like, he's like 23 now?
23 is old, oh my god.
Dude, he's old for baseball. He should have freaking been up already.
Sports talk is so funny to be like, you're old and washed up by 25.
Speaking of 25, Judge was just 25 whenever he came out. And he had so much raw power and discipline. And just like incomplete sort of offensive force. He won Rookie of the Year's honors, but also put him firmly in the conversations for, you know, now a shoo-in for MVP every single season.
Oh, yeah.
Every single season you could do Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge.
Yes. Did he ever win an MVP above Ohtani, Aaron Judge?
Oh, that's a question. Hey, that's good. Let's do some searching, man. Did he ever beat
Ohtani?
Ohtani-san. Ohtani-san.
Let's see. Wow, Trout won it. Oh no, that's.
Beat Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, 2022, I'm pretty sure.
Did he? No, we're counting when they're both, like, really, really good. Like, not one of them being injured.
Let's see the voting in 2022. Yeah, he beat out.
City boy!
62 home runs. Well, he set the AL
record. Oh, yeah, he set the AL record, so never mind.
Okay, here.
Never mind, just take it. Take it, bro.
But Ohtani had 233.
Damn, bro. You know, I will never forgive Ohtani for that 2021 season.
What did he do?
He took it from Vladdy.
Oh, yes.
Just barely.
That was an electric season.
Yeah.
I remember.
I'm mad because we might not see that again from Vladdy. Yeah, that type of power.
He's only 25.
Stop it. We might not see that type of power from again. But this year, what we saw with Dominican Republic, it was just like, that's a different type of power.
Yes.
And we're hoping that he's learned to lift the ball instead of hit it into the ground at 111 miles per hour.
That hit he had in bottom of the ninth, game 7. Always comes on my feet.
That's a home run every year.
damn.
Now we know that's a home run in so many baseball stadiums.
I know, like, damn. Gets, wow.
We're turning into Justin Herbert, though.
I know. That's, you know, the Stokes.
I had potential.
Yes, you can't live in the ifs. You gotta live in the now.
We had potential. I love that t-shirt that you had on, though. I gotta buy it.
Who?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
I had potential.
Oh.
You didn't know it?
No.
Man, he had a t-shirt on that movie whenever he was FaceTiming.
Which movie?
Hail Mary?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I was thinking of a red carpet.
No, I had potential.
Man, I'm looking at 2021 MVP voting. Yeah. And Toronto had a lot of players here, man. Just to not make the playoffs. Or, they had the Oscar. They had Robbie Ray.
You know, every...
They had Bo Bichette. They had Vladimir.
We had the Cy Young.
They had Marcus Semien.
We had the Cy Young and the MVP, basically, on the same team. Yeah. You know, I keep on, like, every now and then I get on my feed the, like... Oh, average lineups, 2021 Jays, and it's just like, dude. And it's like everyone has 30 plus home runs.
It's
everyone
great.
Is.
Oh my God. They would have done damage if they were playing outside.
Yeah, I know, 100%.
But damn, that's why you can't.
Well, we can't be an if man. Exactly. We can't be if mans. Because if my mom had a. She'd be my uncle.
That's true. Exactly. Well, that's all for today, folks.
That is a quite short episode for you, folks.
Yeah.
Only but 16
short
minutes.
Short and sweet, less is more.
Exactly. Short but sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Okay. I'm running it there.